KKCLX mobile monitoring.
MNDI, this is KK4SAC. Do you copy, over? KK4SAC, listening.
Quiet day on this machine, N6CLX.
Again, I didn't catch your call. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra Alpha Charlie. The handle is Paul. Location is Duncan, South Carolina. Over.
Allego. KK4SAC. Paul, this is N6 Charlie, Lima X-ray, Mike.
Anyway, well, how's it going? We're same position. They're doing or they're working on the house and still working on the house. And I got to put up a couple antennas yesterday, but I've still got to get my 2 meter and 6 meter up. Over.
You're having a banner time getting antennas up.
Oh, Roger, Roger. They have, well, they're re-siding the whole house and re-roofed the house and doing all sorts of stuff because of the storm in May. Over.
Duncan got hit hard with that thing.
Oh, we got hit really hard, Mike. Really, really hard. I mean, we had the camper in the driveway. They still haven't fixed the camper. The car finally got fixed. So when they get the house and the camper done, we'll be whole again, and just hope and pray we don't get another one of these.
It got hit once where we had to have a new roof, and it was 2 years ago. Greer got hit real bad, but South Greer, where we are, we got a little bit, but we didn't get hit hard, so let it go. But the RV in the storage place took it that time. So I had to have a bunch of stuff replaced, and just enough to just have the insurance company give me a small check, and I put out the rest.
Yeah, you know, what's bad is it costs so much money. Even though you have insurance, you still have all your deductibles. And, you know, they're re-siding. Yeah, they are re-siding the whole house. They put a new roof on the house. They're doing some other repairs to the house, but still, I got $3,000 invested, and I'm back where I started.
New roof and new siding, that's how they say it. I just had to have a $1,500 repair to replace rotted wood around our chimney, because when the insurance paid the roofers to redo the roof, about 8 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever it was, they didn't redo the flashing around the chimney, so it started leaking and rotted out wood. So I'd make sure those guys check your flashing.
Oh, Roger, Roger. Yeah, I know. I know how that goes. In fact, what I've been doing is I have air conditioning lines that are running on the outside of the building. And he said, well, here, I'm going to tear this off. And I said, no, you aren't. I'll take care of that. I'm going to be very gentle with it because they can crush those lines in a heartbeat. Over.
Gentle, I'll tell you that. I had one house I had reseeded the whole backyard, did the whole 9 yards with a roller, had it beautiful. And the cable company came in and went right through the middle of it when I told them, don't do that.
Yeah, what's really funny, I had something similar happen with the cable company. I couldn't get cable in the, I wanted to put cable in the bedroom, which I said in my whole life I would never do, but I did. I put a TV in the bedroom. And instead of wiring it into the box, because the whole house is wired for cable, and the bedroom was too, he went all around from the front yard all the way into the backyard in a big circle and came around to the other side of the house. And I mean, it took a while for the grass to grow where he dug it up.
What are you going to do? Well, Paul, I'm going to let you go for a little bit. I'm going to run in the store here, but I'll be back in a little while.
All right, Mike. This is KK4SAC standing by.
And this is N6CLX. I'm shutting up and disappearing for a little bit.